Time now, 8:30. This is FM 95.7 KQWC in Webster City. Time now for the Community Corner for Thursday morning, this 23rd day of March. Well, the Veterans Administration Office in Webster City has done a lot of good through the years, helping our veterans in need and serving our country in war and peace. And joining me in the studios this morning, we're proud to have Ryan Sawyer, who's been the who's now the new director for VA here in Hamilton County. Ryan, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat. Good to be here.
Well, you just started your duties, when was it, just last month?
This is week number eight.
Week number eight.
So it's been a rewarding process, and meeting all the different folks.
Let me get this up here a little bit. There you go, Ryan.
It's been a very good thing, we'll say. And just everybody's been so helpful, and we have the same mission. So that's great to be a part of.
And you have some big shoes to fill after Luann Jackson's role for so many years.
I do. She has started some great things, such as the Veterans Coffee every other month to kind of get information to the veterans. And it's kind of a communal fellowship aspect, which is great to see. And I just want to build on that.
Very good. Well, you're not originally from Hamilton County, but you were telling me way up in the Great Lakes region.
Yes, I grew up on a farm just outside of Spirit Lake.
Yeah.
And then at 1990, we moved to Terrell, even a smaller town. So,
not far from Spencer.
Nope. And that's actually Spencer's, their Iowa Works office was how I found out about this position. So the Iowa Works has been instrumental, and I've been working them down here in the Fort Dodge office for veteran aspects. George Koslowski over there has been amazing. Heather Warren was in Spencer, and nothing but good things about that organization.
So from Clay County Fair Country down to Hamilton County for your work is with the VA.
Correct. And, having a, kind of being a transplant, it's, I think people are, kind of an unknown, and so they're just kind of feeling me out, and I'm not saying no to anything at this point as far as getting asked to do X, Y, and Z.
Probably served our country with the U.S. Marines, I see.
That's correct. Yeah, I was with 3rd Battalion, 1st Marines from 02 to 06. My unit, took part. We actually were the senior battalion on deck for Fallujah 2. So quite an experience. And, I know a lot of the other side of the house, like being on,
sure,
sitting across the table from things and trying to get the VA to knowing what's out there to getting, the care. So this is I'm in a position now to give back and make people aware of things.
Mm-hmm. And that's your mission after what Luann did for so many years. And you have a lot of things on your plate right now there, Ryan, to introduce our veterans to all the different services going on with the VA.
Correct. Right now, actually, I am kind of doing a review of our kind of retired folks in the county, because they changed the limit rules January 1st. So there might be people that qualify for a pension right now and don't know it. So so if you get a letter in the mail from me, reach out and we'll go down that process. So I just want to make sure that nobody's eligible for benefits and not taking, using them.
What other programs are there offered through the VA?
The healthcare is the big aspect. The compensation is kind of a different lane, we'll say, but that it works hand in hand with your primary doctor. And so if you get diagnosed with a presumptive, which was now covered through the PACT Act last year, it has made it a much easier process. So you get a diagnosis that is a presumptive, you come into my office, we just point and click, and it's a very simple process now.
And, of course, these veterans can use the services such as the hospitals in Des Moines and in Knoxville. Also, the VA home in Marshalltown.
Yes. I reached out to all those places, actually, to introduce myself. And we do have the CBOT in Fort Dodge, where not all services are offered there, but it's closer. And then, actually, for our next Veterans Coffee, which will be on April 26th, we're actually having a speaker from Care in the Community come and talk to explain, what the rules are, who qualifies, what the distance aspect is. So if you want to see a specialist or keep your primary doctor here, I can walk you through that process as well. So you don't have to drive to Des Moines. in certain instances. So that's very helpful.
All right. Again, we're talking with Ryan Sawyer today on the Community Corner, learning all about the different services offered through the VA here in Hamilton County. As you mentioned, we have the coffees coming up, April
26th? 26th, yep.
Mm-hmm. April 26th will be the next one. But what else do you do for our veterans?
You know, it's a tough one to talk about, but
sure.
The death, the burial benefits, mm-hmm. you know, for the families to make them aware, like, you know, you don't have to pay for a gravestone, you know, like we have, you know, the that's taken care of. We do have, there's a small reimbursement, to, you know, it's all dependent on certain things, but a plaque, a letter from the president, you know, things of that nature that are there that the families, you know, and I have kind of a system in place to reach out when that time comes.
What about finding a job for veterans? I know we have all these job opportunities going on, and the VA helps these servicemen and women in finding employment once they head back to the U.S. stateside and go from there.
That's very true. Like I said, I'm just being through this process myself. You know, some organizations, some companies, you know, they want to say maybe, well, we're veteran friendly. Well, then when you go and apply, it's like, well, I've got wife and kids, and then, well, you know, maybe what you're offering is not gonna make, you know, keep the lights on. And working with George Koslowski, he's the veteran specialist there at Iowa Works. It takes an average person 6 months to find a job, and so it can be a painful process. There are other resources in the interim, depending on when you served, that I can make you aware of. But he's very helpful, very good at his job, and you know, that we all need purpose and value. And he's great about helping that.
And what about those veterans who are in need of rental assistance, trying to upkeep their homes or apartments? I'm sure you do that too.
Of course, but the county does have a policy for utility and rental assistance for extreme need. And I just got the paperwork for it's a home improvement grant that the count on the state and county level is offered. They just upped the amount from $10,000 to $15,000. And so there's been instances that they needed a roof. We put it, you know, like this grant can apply to that. So, you know, maybe you need your bathroom redone to make it so you can still stay in your home. Things of that nature, this state aspect is out there for us.
Mm-hmm. And they can call your office or just stop by at 305.
Yep.
Fairmeadow Drive, and what's your phone number if people need your assistance there?
It's 515-832-9595.
And you're open Monday through Fridays?
Yep, 8 to 4:30.
8 to 4:30. Call 832-9595 if you have any questions about all the different services, such as rental assistance, insurance. I'm sure you offer that, or is that through the...
Like the insurance as far...
For veterans.
I mean, there is insurance policies that,
oh, sure.
that they do offer, but yeah, no health,
okay.
health coverage,
yeah,
too.
Health.
Like, we'll get you enrolled. The biggest thing is to get folks enrolled and get them service connected. You know, like that's, you know, because then you're on the system. I've already had, you know, several veterans come in and they've, you know, maybe from Vietnam era, and mm-hmm. like they've not been in. So it's like, this is a great time. And like I said, We're going to have this family Veterans and Family Golf Day coming up. It's going to be May 13th. It's going to be out at Briggs Woods. It's 9 a.m. shotgun start, but we'll be there the whole day. We're going to have the service organizations there. I've got folks from the Des Moines Hospital are going to be there to answer some questions, and trying to get some other folks like the Semper Fi Fund to come out. It's going to be a great building opportunity to kind of build some relationships between the different generations of folks.
I was about ready to ask you that, because this is the first time you've done something like that, a golf outing for the veterans and their families. How about the public? Can they take part of that too, there, Ryan?
Yes, they can. The public is very welcome to come, and they're going to get discounted golf rates that day, $30 flat rate for to come out. There's going to be raffles, silent auctions. Public is definitely, you know, they want to show their support. I want them to be involved. And so, like, veterans and their families, golf are free. So if we need to, you know, ship in more carts, we're going to. So you just call out to Briggs Woods, say, you know, I'm a veteran, put me down for here's our foursome, and the rest is taken care of.
All right, so that's coming up on Saturday, May 13th, which I believe is also Mother's Day weekend, too, there.
Yes, it is. Just scheduling-wise, we were trying to stay away from graduation and, yeah, and that's Memorial
also
Day.
Yeah, for next weekend.
So, but yeah, rain or shine, it's going to happen. So, like I said, it's going to, and food is out there, too. We have several benefactors to kind of help to put this on. So, yeah, it's going to be a great building opportunity for those younger veterans who may be working and not able to attend our coffees. And I'm going to give them homework that day. I'm going to say
homework.
All the younger folks, you're going to make a career of Vietnam or World War II buddy, and they're going to keep you apprised of you know, the information that I have on my bi-monthly coffees and stuff. So.
Did you mention how many veterans there are now here in Hamilton County, Ryan?
There's about 1,600 veterans in Hamilton County. And what my biggest challenge is right now is finding those folks who are off the grid, who are not involved in service organizations like the American Legion.
VFW.
And you know, just let them know that I'm here, where my office is, and just getting them, you know, reaching out to them.
I know you have an excellent relationship with the American Legion, with Richard Horner and the crew at their office downtown. And you're trying to persuade these people to join these organizations because, sadly, Ryan, many years ago we had all the World War II veterans. They're disappearing. Also the Korean War veterans, they're sad to say that their days are numbered because they're getting up there in years. But Vietnam veterans, we still have plenty of them to go around. And those who probably served our country, such as you, in the Gulf War, as well as the war on terrorism.
Yes, I mean, that's a great point. And again, that's why, you know, part of this money we're going to raise is going to go to kind of augment some of the dues. So, like, the financial aspect of your membership is not going to be an issue. American Legion is kind of the powerhouse in the area. And so I was guilty of this too. I didn't, when I got out, I didn't join a service organization. And 2 years ago, one of the older, you know, veterans just asked, and I was like, oh, I should have done this 15 years ago. So it was out of sight, out of mind for me. I was so guilty of that, but I want to, and I know that our OAF, OEF veterans want to be there and be supportive of the men and women who came before us, for sure.
And we're proud of these men and women who have proudly served this great country of ours in war and in peace. So other than the golf outing, any other big future plans do we see down the road there, Ryan, for veteran activities?
One thing I do want to mention, we've created our own food bank at the VA office. So we partnered with the Upper Des Moines Opportunities, and they kind of supply us with non-perishables, and we're getting pork loins a couple times a year from Iowa Select. So we got our own freezer a couple weeks ago, and we actually just got a donation of bread yesterday. So come on down, and it's kind of a more of a perishable item than what we normally accept, but it was kind of a so come on down and get some free bread too. So, and again, I have a lot of leeway with that because I'm not you know, if you didn't serve 90 days active duty, you know, that kind of stuff for this doesn't matter. So just come on down.
Which reminds me there, Ryan, we have the banks in Webster City teaming up with this food drive that's going on until the end of the month. Aveda Bank, First State Bank, WC, a financial bank, and People's Credit Union, they're all teaming up to help out these food pantries. And Upper Des Moines Opportunity is one of them. So we'll find out for sure how much was raised. Well, I would think probably about the first to middle part of April, I believe. Maybe you're familiar with that.
I did actually meet with a gentleman from the ministerial organization.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, and it was and he's going to email me at some point, and I told him, yep, sign me up. I want to be a part of that, so yes, yep. That's definitely on my radar.
Yeah, I know the Ministerial Association did a marvelous job last Christmas doing the same thing, and I believe that was a good friend of mine from the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Webster City, and also at St. Paul Lutheran with Joe Pearson there too. So it's great to see that cooperation with it. And let's see, anything else for the good of the cause here?
The other things I want to mention too. These are random things. If there's an organization called Puppy Jake.
Yes. Matter of fact, you mentioned that they were the recipient of an organization I'm proud of, and that is the Iowa Character Awards. They received that honor a number of years ago. But go ahead.
Yes. No. They so they train service dogs, and so a veteran has a need for a service dog, which is a 2-year process. They can get that. There's also an aspect. Some dogs will say wash out or don't complete the whole 2 years. Well, they can be repurposed and be a companion dog. And yep. So if a veteran needs a companion dog, boom, we've got that. And there's other organizations that help pay for food and vet bills. So it's not a financial aspect. The other thing I want to mention is the military service property tax exemption. If you own your own home, it's a simple form. The deadline to apply for this year is July 1st. So we have time to get all the folks on that. I also have a number of dental resources that I've reached out. The trust fund is on pause right now okay. for things of that nature. But it's actually been kind of a blessing for me because it's forced me to go out and find other dental resources. And so the University of Iowa is a great one.
I'm going to start
sending folks over there to that school. And then Aspen Dental, they haven't released their dates yet this year, mm-hmm. but they will be doing two kind of stand down aspects of dental care for veterans this year.
Yep. Good job by those organizations too. So again, if they want more information about what we discussed this morning, about the different services offered through VA, they may call you and your great staff at 832-9595, right?
Correct.
832-9595. They're located in the Social Service Building. And you had the Chamber Coffee there last week. I'm sure there was a great turnout for that.
There was. Weather is always dependent in Iowa here.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Matter of fact, last few Thursdays, including this one early this morning with the snow.
So yeah, it was great to be there. And the other places that I'm going to be this year, we just got our tent in the mail like a few days ago. So I'm going to be going down on the Thursday, on the 2nd Street, the evening.
Oh, that's the market night.
Market nights, yes.
Yep, that's coming up in June.
We will be there, and yep. And then also at the racetrack. They've been very gracious to.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be some weekend races, and they're just like,
yes.
I'll set up out there and give out some swag and some koozies and let everybody know that I'm here.
Yep, and tell them about all the different services offered for these men and women who've proudly served our armed forces in this country.
Yes, there is, like I said, there is a plethora, and you know, the biggest, you know, one of the challenges is some folks think, you know, oh, I was guard or I was reserve or I was, mm-hmm. I don't, you know, there's other people more in need. No, like I said, it's a big system, and if you qualify the rules are the rules for that purpose, and I want you to come in. Like I said, it's there's so many avenues out there, and I have great relationships also with the Senator Grassley's office and Joni Ernst's office. If there's an issue that needs to be brought up to them, actually the gentleman in Grassley's office was the corpsman for my company or my battalion State Platoon. So we've got a definite Marine bond. So if we ever need to go that route, so yep. Just a wonderful setup here.
I think. Very good. And we're proud to have the VA office here in Hamilton County serving all the needs of those people that have served our country in the armed military of the United States Armed Forces.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. It's like I said, it's an honor. This is I couldn't imagine doing anything else in life at this point, and I'll be here for many, many, many years to come.
I know you will. Also, we can't forget there too, Ryan. In December, they have the Wreaths Across America. Mm-hmm. That was such a wonderful event. Do you plan to expand that further to the other cemeteries around the county come holiday time?
I think, from what I've understood so far, because I haven't actually experienced the event as of yet, there was three cemeteries that took part last year, and I think it was basically a volunteer numbers game. And so if we get more volunteers, we can do more.
Yeah.
And so definitely want to build on that. I'm just about to get our flags for our Memorial Day.
Yes.
Getting that. And if you're a caretaker for any of our funeral or any of our cemeteries in our county, please reach out to me. This is a great time. There's not a whole lot going on in those places. You can't put stakes in the ground and such with being this cold. So I'd like to game plan and just reach out and so I can get things when the time comes and you know who to reach out to, and I know how to reach out, who to reach out to, too.
Yes, you do.
So, but yeah, like I said, everybody's been very, very great and gracious. Public health, I've got great relationships with them.
Right,
now.
Shelby Kroon and Company.
And like I said, George Koslowski over there. We don't have an Iowa Works office in Webster City.
One time we did.
At one time we did.
Many moons ago.
And now, so like I said, George Koslowski over there at the Iowa Works building in Fort Dodge. That's where we'll work very closely. And it's not my job to get you a job, but having just gone through this process, I know how difficult it can be. I'm here for you, and I will get you to the finish line.
Well, I was sure glad to have you here this morning there, Ryan, talking all about the different services offered through. And let's also mention again, big golf outing coming up on Saturday, May 13th, and that'll be taking place at Briggswoods Golf Course. This is open to veterans and their families and the public, for that matter. And you can register by calling our friends at Briggswoods or just call the VA office at 832-9595.
Look forward. It's going to be a great day. Great day for sure.
Well, knock wood on that. Anything else there, Ryan, to share with our listeners today?
Like I said, if you just want to come out and meet me, I'm all for it. And so, I might give you some homework to do on certain things,
yeah.
But I've got, like I said, all the paperwork, all the phone numbers, and, just to be here. And like I said, just a great honor.
It sure is. And you're doing a marvelous job so far after eight weeks.
I appreciate it. I got some national trainings that I got to go do. So, but again, like that'll be more refresher at this point.
There you go. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us today.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. Again, my guest on today's Community Corner, we had Ryan Sawyer, the new director for the Veterans Affairs Office here in Hamilton County. Call the number anytime. Well, actually Monday through Fridays at 832-9595. Coming up tomorrow morning, Shannon Latham will be my guest on what's happening at the state capitol in Des Moines on the Community Corner. By the way, this interview with Ryan can be heard podcast on our KQWC podcast page at kqradio.com a little bit later on this morning. I'm Pat Powers. Make it a great day.